This practice, in many ways, is a wisdom-based practice. We are cultivating the wisdom through meeting experience, much as I described with the naturalist analogy. The wisdom grows as we meet experience, and that wisdom that grows, the wisdom that understands how suffering works, how our minds participate in our suffering. The growth of that wisdom begins to transform our minds. And a lot of the teachings emphasize this perspective of wisdom, the view, the perspective with which to meet experience, the curiosity, the interest in our experience as experience. Exploring, understanding. This being human, getting to know how our minds get confused, and this wisdom does transform. Very deep inside, very deep in the structure of the way our minds work, there can be a transformation. And yet with all this emphasis on wisdom, kind of the undercurrent, hidden almost in the teaching, maybe not so obvious, but definitely there, is this cultivation and direction towards love, kindness, compassion. This willingness to be with our experience, whatever it is, this orientation we explore, orienting towards, can we allow whatever is arising? This is fundamentally one of the kindest things we can do for ourselves. And that kind of allowing attention. It is a perspective that we aim for. We usually can't allow everything without any kind of resistance. At first, at least, we really have to work towards holding an open heart towards whatever is arising. That allowing mind. That allowing attitude is metta. It is love. The experience of being loved maybe our idea of what we want in being loved. One way to put that would be, will you accept me just as I am? Take me be open to me just as I am. And that's what we long for sometimes, this unconditional acceptance of who we are. And this unconditional allowing of our being, whatever is arising, we're opening, exploring this possibility of allowing it all to be held in this field of awareness and wisdom. While the wisdom may seem kind of cool in a way, the experience of being received in that wisdom is love. So we speak of receptive attention, receptive awareness. We might often also use the words loving awareness, kind awareness. And because I think this cultivation of wisdom cannot happen without this love. They go hand in hand. They support each other. The loving, kind awareness creates the conditions for the wisdom to arise. The wisdom, the perspective of wisdom, is an expression of love. No part left out. Nothing hated. Nothing rejected. Everything opened to. And yet with wisdom held in a way that it's not about indulgence or letting something run amok. We deeply love a child, we know when to say no to that child. We know how to hold it when it's crying and how to celebrate with it when it accomplishes something new. And so this love and wisdom together creates the conditions for flourishing. We flourish in this field.